You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Arnolfo Reyes closed his eyes because he wanted the gunman to think he was dead. And then the gunman came back anyway. That's where we are right now. As we continue through day after day of the trial of Adrian Gonzalez in the Uvalde school shooting. And I want to be clear, as I've said on all of this, is he being scapegoated? Because everybody wants to go, he's being scapegoated. Yeah, he is. You're exactly right. He 1,000% is. Should others be charged? Without a doubt. All of them. Every damn near one of those 400 officers that stood there and didn't do shit. Everyone should be tried. Not just him. But he failed, and they're calling him out on it, so this is where we are. Just because they're not calling the other ones out doesn't mean this one doesn't get to face consequences, too, considering he was right there at the scene at the very beginning. And there were some pretty cool, pretty cruel lapses in judgment, I guess one could say or observe or glean out of his actions. Cruel, selfish, however you want to look at it. The defense saying misguided, the defense saying confused, the defense saying fog of war, the defense saying he didn't know any. There's a school, there's a shooter. I don't know. Go towards the gunfire, considering that's what you've been teaching everyone. Call me crazy, but all the bullshit excuses we're hearing now, just they don't seem to land very well, at least in my opinion. The former Uvalde school district police officer is facing 29 counts of child endangerment for his response or alleged lack of one and the massacre at Robb Elementary School on May 24th, 2022. We're at day five, week two in his trial, and the testimony that landed in the Corpus Christi courtroom on Monday was the kind that really doesn't leave you. It's the kind that sits there in your chest, in your brain, and it doesn't go away. Let's get back to Reyes, the fourth grade teacher in room 111. 17 years in the classroom. That morning started like any other. Award ceremonies at 10:30, kids getting their end-of-year certificates, the small rituals that mark time in elementary school land. After the ceremony, Reyes and his students went back to the classroom, lights off, a movie playing. Kids gathered together watching the screen while Reyes sat at his desk in the corner entering grades, finishing up the paperwork teachers do when a school year is at its conclusion. Then he heard a sound. Distant at first, he described it to the jury as books being slammed on the floor 5-6 times, and then it kept getting closer. He didn't recognize the gunfire. Not yet, not until he saw pieces of the wall across from him, the wall facing room 12, start falling, debris, sheetrock. Something was tearing through it. A student came to him and asked what was going on. He told her he didn't know. He told the kids to get under the table, the way he'd practiced during lockdown drills. And then he looked at the door, and what he saw, he told the jury, was a black shadow. The black shadow was holding a gun. He knew it was a gun because he saw fire come out of it. The first round hit him in the left arm. He went down, and then according to his testimony, the shooter came around and shot the kids. Ray has heard gunfire, a lot of it. He said he couldn't count how many shots, and then he heard a voice from the connected classroom, room 112, a child's voice calling out, "Officer, come in here, we're in here." "Yeah, officer." He stood there doing everything but what you were supposed to be doing. That's why you're on trial, Adrian. But go ahead, keep trying to spin it. Keep trying to say, it's another scapegoat. You're a fucking failure at life. That's what you are. Because when you fail that many kids in that moment in time, I feel like it kind of wipes out anything you may have done previous in life that have been of any sort of good or decent or moral character. I just kind of do. Like when you fail that miserably, it's just like, God, you get into such a humanistic deficit of moral character, I guess is how I would describe it. Such a deficit that there's nothing you're going to do for the rest of your life that's ever going to get you out of the negatives. That's a sentence in itself to live with. If you believe it, if you can understand it, if you can absorb it, if you can take that in and smell those fresh dead roses. Or you can sit in denial and you can say, no, it's not true. I did this. I did that. This should be good enough. I did the best I could. I hate that phrase. Do the best you can. It is always sets everyone up for like not doing the best they can. Because so many people actually push themselves that far. Did the best I could. You ever hear that? It's like, no, clearly you didn't. Clearly you did not do the best you could. Because the best you could is not doing everything you could. And everything you could, you did not do. If doing your best does not reach the everything you could level, you did not do the best you could do. You did what you did. And you failed, and it sucked, and the outcome was horrible, and now you're facing the consequences. It ain't the best. Prosecutor Bill Turner asked Reyes if he ever heard that voice again. No, said Reyes, he did not. The shooter came back, according to Reyes. The gunman taunted him, took some of his blood, and splashed it on his face. Reyes kept his eyes closed. He was pretending to be dead. Then the shooter shot him again, this time in the back. Turner asked Reyes how long it felt like he was lying there, wounded, surrounded by bodies of children he had taught, and Reyes said it felt like forever. He described hearing the door finally open, the sound of metal desks clanking, and in that moment he said he told himself, they're coming, anything can happen now. He gave himself to the Lord, closed his eyes tight, waited for it to be over one way or another, the gunfire, a lot of it. And then a voice, a border patrol agent saying, get up if you can get up, talk if you can talk. Reyes spoke, I'm here, I'm alive. Turner asked him the question that everyone in that courtroom already knew the answer to. Did any of your children in room 111 survive this attack? And this is why this fucker needs to go down. No, sir, Reyes said. All 11 students in his classroom were killed. He identified each of them by photograph one by one. You're a scapegoat. You're goddamn right you are. And there's a lot of other goats that need to go to slaughter, too, just like you. Let's start rounding those fuckers up, shall we? And by slaughter, I mean go to court and be tried. It's an analogy. It's yeah. Here's where it gets complicated legally, strategically, and morally, because the defense, led by Nico LaHood, is not arguing that what happened wasn't horrific. They're arguing that Adrian Gonzalez isn't the one who should be held responsible for it. And the way they're doing it is by spreading the blame around, specifically to the school, to the doors, to the systems that allegedly failed before Gonzalez ever arrived. Except he did arrive. He just didn't go where the gunfire was. LaHood on cross-examination asked Reyes about the doors at Robb Elementary. The east door near the library was unlocked. The door to room 111 unlocked. The door connecting room 111 to room 112 also unlocked. And then LaHood asked the question he'd clearly been building towards. Whose responsibility is it in room 111 to make sure those doors are locked? Reyes answered, that would be my responsibility. You could feel the weight of that moment, a man who lost every child in his classroom, who was shot twice, who lay in his own blood pretending to be dead while a teenager splashed it in his face, now being asked in open court whether he bears some responsibility for what happened. LaHood was careful. He said he wasn't being disrespectful, but the implication was clear. The defense wants the jury to believe this tragedy has many authors, and Adrian Gonzalez is not the main one. Reyes pushed back. He told LaHood he didn't make the connection that the sound were gunfire until the gun was already in his classroom. He reported a malfunctioning door to the principal before May 24th. The Raptor safety app never sent him a warning. He wasn't told to lock down. He didn't know. And that's the tension at the heart of this trial. The prosecution is arguing that Gonzalez ignored his active shooter training, that he failed to engage or even distract the shooter while he was still outside the school, that every second of a delay cost lives. The defense is arguing that the entire system failed, that the doors were unlocked, protocols weren't followed, and Gonzalez was facing what one Texas Ranger called a fatal funnel, a hallway with no cover and no safe tactical approach. But here's what is true about the fatal funnel. You also have a weapon. The kids didn't. So it's funnel time. Earlier in that day, before Reyes took the stand, the jury heard the Texas Rangers, or from Texas Rangers, Terry Snyder and Scott Swick, both part of the crime scene team. Snyder testified about recovering cartridge casings and identifying victims by their clothing or the class roster. Swick testified that more than 30 shell casings were found in room 112 alone, meaning the shooter changed magazines while inside the classroom. Both men were cross-examined by the defense about tactical realities, what it means to enter a fatal funnel, how officers are trained to slice the pie and clear angles before engaging, that thin tree near the school wouldn't stop a rifle round. And then the prosecution showed the hallway surveillance video, the footage of the shooter entering the school and opening fire. The judge warned the courtroom it would be graphic. Audio including a woman screaming, "Get in your room," and 911. And that call from the school staffer, Amy Franco Marion. According to reporters in the courtroom, Adrian Gonzalez showed no emotion on his face as it played. He flinched when the first shots rang out. He covered his mouth with his left hand. It's not evidence of guilt. It's not evidence of innocence either. It's just a man watching the worst day of his professional life play out on a screen in front of 12 strangers who will decide whether he goes to prison for it. Reyes will continue time on the stand. We'll let you know what happens. Defense will keep pushing the unlocked doors on the school's security failures. Anything that shifts the frame away from Gonzalez and what he didn't do in those first critical hours. It's basically doing the "I know you are, but what am I" defense. The prosecution will keep calling witnesses who were inside the school, teachers, parents, rangers, federal agents, building a record of chaos, failure, and a 77-minute hellscape. And somewhere in the middle of all this, a legal question that never has really been tested before. Can a police officer be convicted for failing to act? Not for what he did, but for what he didn't do. 22 people were murdered at Robb Elementary School. 19 of them were kids. 2 of them were teachers. More than 370 officers responded. It took over an hour for anyone to go in and stop the shooter, including this jackass. Adrian Gonzalez was the first officer on the scene. According to prosecutors, he had a chance to act, and according to the defense, he had no safe way to do it. Guess what? There is no safe way to do it. That's your fucking job. To go and face the unsafe. You signed up for it, and you failed. And if you want the rest of us just to sit back and go, oh, well, he just didn't do it good that day. Maybe he shouldn't be a cop. I hope he goes on his way. Good luck. Because the families, the prosecutor, society, decent society that has zero tolerance, obviously, for a shooter that does this, but even less tolerance for an adult that signs up and says, I'm the good guy. But when it actually comes time to demonstrate your good guy abilities, you utterly fail. There's consequences for those actions. And it may mean not being part of the society you liked to pretend you were too good to protect. Or good enough for us to trust you with a badge. And I think also, are you good enough for us to trust you with your freedom now that you have demonstrated exactly how you carry yourself when the going gets tough? The jury will decide which version of the story they believe. But Arnulfo Reyes already knows what he believes. He was lying on the floor of room 111, shot twice, pretending to be dead, listening to gunfire, waiting for someone, anyone, to come. It felt like forever, he said. For 11 fourth graders, it became eternity, and it still is to this day. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. You can also comment on our Substack channel, hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the description. Please press subscribe wherever it is you're listening to us or watching us. If you're finding our reporting valuable, we do greatly, greatly appreciate that. I look forward to your thoughts in the comments. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like live dealer blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.